Welcome to Random Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of a random Wikipedia page every day. The random article for Sunday, the 24th of February 2019 is Jan Frans de Bever. Jan Frans de Bever, Ghent, Belgium, the 8th of June 1872, the 23rd of May 1949, was a Flemish symbolist painter. While considered a successful artist during most of his lifetime, his megalomaniac character made him a solitary and isolated individual. Jan Frans de Bever received his training in Ghent at the Royal Academy of Fine Arts under Louis Tigot, whose niece he married. Tigot provided him with an introduction to important artistic circles in his city, and he became a recognized celebrity at official exhibitions in Ghent, Antwerp, Brussels, and Liège. From 1909 onwards, he modified his style radically, painting women and prostitutes in morbid and bizarre settings, with skeletons, diabolism, subservient men and eroticism dominating his paintings. These paintings were allegorical and mythological, reflecting romantic imagery and depicting the universal struggle of good against evil. In 1914 he started to illustrate Charles Baudelaire's Les Fleurs du Mal for the wealthy art collector Speltink. Up to 1924 he made approximately 157 gouaches for the poems, though only 86 have been recovered. Once he had discovered his own style, a form of symbolism belonging to the decadent movement, he ignored ongoing artistic developments and drew his inspiration from literature, music and mythology. He was still inspired by patriotism, creating several paintings concerning the world wars, displaying death and catastrophe in the symbolist style. His paintings were very successful until 1935, when he suffered a financial crisis. He reduced his prices, and continued to paint in the same symbolist fashion until his death in 1949. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:08 UTC on Sunday, the 24th of February 2019. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Jan Frans de Bever. This podcast is produced by Arbulus May Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Arbulus May Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Emma. Thank you for listening to Random Wiki of the Day.